people understand that these are actually four different opening theme songs, all done by Spike Jonze, so people confuse it. They think it's the I'm only playing one theme song. No. I've got four new theme songs, all by Spike Jonze. Laura, that was Love and Bloom, and You Always Hurt the One You Love, Lieber Straum. So, it's a potpourri. It's sort of a random access sort of thing that I do, which one I'm going to play at the beginning of each show. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. But it is not a random access as to what else we're going to be doing. For instance, Joel Frankel will be featured today. Ed Lipton, Harry's going to be here. So, let's get right on with it, shall we? It's a comedy show, man. Comedy show for kids and their families. And we're going to start off with Cab Calloway. Yeah, he was huge back in the 40s. Ever hear the term zoot suit? He's the guy who made it popular.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give with the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irby. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Andre. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, Tulula. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishia. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Chair, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Yeah, Cab Calloway. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney, and ooh, here's Harry. How you doing, Harry?
Ow! Ow!
Harry, what are you doing?
Don't mind me, Steve. You go about your business.
Harry, you've got a blindfold on.
I know. I recently read that if you lose one of your senses, the others will become enhanced. So I decided to blindfold myself and only get around by smell.
You're going to smell your way through the program.
That's right.
Well, why don't you come over to the microphone so we can hear you?
I thought I already was by the microphone.
Take the blindfold off.
No. It's all right, Steve. I'll find my way over there. Don't tell me. I'll get it. I'll just use my sense of smell. And ow, ow, ow. Who put a wall right in the middle of the room?
I'm over here.
Sure. I can smell you, sure. Yeah, here we go. Ow, ow, ow.
Look, I'll hold this banana up. Just follow the scent of a banana.
Wasn't that the name of a movie with Al Pacino? Scent of a banana?
Come on, Hair.
I just got a whiff of it. Yep, okay. Yeah, here I am.
Finally.
Let me make sure it's really you, though. Wait a second. You're not Steve!
What?
Steve smells clean cut. He smells freshly showered and shaved. Steve smells like a newly laundered shirt. You smell like a bum.
Will you cut it out?
Steve has been kidnapped, and you are taking over the show. I gotta call the police. Now, where's the phone? I'll sniff it out.
Get away from that phone.
Aha! That clinches it. The real Steve would have nothing to fear. He wouldn't mind me calling the police because he did nothing wrong. But you're a scoundrel.
Listen, if I'm not Steve, then who's making you talk?
The bum?
No.
My voice does feel a little bit scratchy today. I think this isn't Steve's voice. It's the voice of some rotten, vicious sociopath.
It's just me.
Exactly.
Quit goofing around.
All right, smart guy. I have a way of proving whether or not you're you. Only Steve would know my last name. What is it?
It's... Aha! You don't have a last name.
I don't?
No.
That's so sad. I mean, what ventriloquist wouldn't have the decency at least of giving his dummy a last name? Charlie McCarthy had a last name. Danny O'Day had a last name. Mortimer Snurd had a last name. What, I'm not good enough for a last name?
Look, why don't you just take off the blindfold and see that it's me?
I couldn't do that.
Just take a peek. Here, I'll lift up the blindfold a little and you take a look. Well, what do you see?
A finger. A giant finger. Oh, my goodness. This is worse than I thought. Steve has been replaced by a giant finger.
Look past the finger, man. It's on a hand. The hand is on an arm. The arm is on the rest of me. It's me.
Oh, how do I know you're not a clone?
I'm putting on a CD.
Wait a second. Let me smell that CD to make sure that it is a real CD you're going to play.
Here, smell.
Ah, that's not a CD. That's a pancake. You're putting a pancake in the CD player.
It's not a pancake.
Smells like a pancake.
You know, you're really starting to get on my nerves.
There's a special story every piglet wants to hear each night. It's a tale of how once every year when the stars are very bright, well, all the pigs and hogs round up together on a perfect piece of land. And when the moon is high up in the sky, why, they all begin to dance. Now first they're doing whatever they want, just jumping all over the place. But you know, before they break to catch a little bit of breath, they run a three-hoof race. Then they set a spell and rest, and well, you know what then they'll do? Why, they turn up the music, turn out the lights, and they have a whoop-de-doo.
Oh, the hogs will twirl a fancy hoof, and the pigs will waltz upon the roof. The mud is slick, and the slop is free, and the big hog jubilee.
Now at the Jubilee, well, you won't see any piggies out rooting for grub. There are plenty of goobers and black-eyed peas, and don't forget the hickory nuts. Y'all boys and girls will be having a feast if you could be there too. And before the end, there's sweet cornbread and spicy Brunswick stew. All the Razorbacks do a two-step stomp, and the Potbellies try out the tango. And did you ever see a warthog moonwalk? How the heck does that go? Well, everybody has a grand old time. It's a first-rate wing-ding. And now that you heard our story, we'd like to hear everybody sing.
Oh, the hogs will twirl a fancy hoof, and the pigs will waltz upon the roof. The mud is slick, and the slop is free, and the big hogs jubilee.
Animal Loopity, written by T.O. Sterrett. Yeah, and that's on Animal Loopity Music. Put it out himself. Smart move. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. He is spending this show blindfolded if you tuned in late. He heard that if you deny one sense, then other senses will become enhanced, so he's hoping to get a really good sense of smell. How's it going, huh?
Very well, thank you. I'm beginning to smell on a whole other level. For instance, did you know that pencils smell like Turkish taffy?
No, I didn't.
Sure. Take, for instance, this pencil I have right here. Smells just like Turkish taffy. In fact, all the other senses are enhanced as well. For instance, the pencil also feels like Turkish taffy, and it tastes like Turkish taffy.
That's because it is Turkish taffy.
That's silly. Well, I've heard of writing with Turkish taffy.
You've got a stick of Turkish taffy in your hand, not a pencil.
Oh. I did think it was rather sticky for a pencil, but I have gotten a much better sense of smell, Steve. Take this glass of water. Now that smells good.
Water doesn't smell.
Tell that to my nose.
What does it smell like?
Like water, silly.
And what does that smell like?
It has a woody smell, you know, like Dutch elm, aged wood.
You're not smelling water, you're smelling the inside of your nose.
I am? I did notice that everything seemed to have a slight woody smell.
You know, you're hopeless.
Okay, okay. Barring the woody smell, I could tell you the title of a book just by smelling it.
Get out of here.
I'm serious.
All right, we'll try it. Here are a bunch of books I have right on the table here. Smell this. Tell me what it is.
Okay. Moo, Jane Smiley book.
How can you tell?
I smell the leather.
All right. What about this one?
Omelette.
Huh?
I'm smelling an omelette, a cheese omelette.
This is Shakespeare. It's Hamlet.
Ah, Hamlet, omelette, same thing. I was close.
All right, what about this one right here?
Smoke. Hmm. Could it be Bonfire of the Vanities?
That's right. You're good. All right, try this one here.
Ah, oh, get that away from me. That must be Dr. Seuss, Horton Hatches an Egg. Only the egg is rotten.
It's an old book. All right, what about this one here?
Yep, John Grisham, the client.
How could you tell?
He needs a bath.
The client?
No, John Grisham.
And this?
Oh, get it away! Ah, ooh.
What's wrong?
It smells like poo. Wait a second. That book is Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, what do we do?
Well, there's a black chicken. There's a black chicken. There's a black chicken. There's a black chicken. Where I'm going, where I'm going. And there's a moo cow. There's a moo cow. There's a moo cow. Moo cow. Where I'm going, where I'm going.
Joel Frankel, Don't Sit on a Cactus. I've got two of them. One is called I Can't Sit Still. The other one's Don't Sit on a Cactus. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Harry's blindfolded today in order to enhance his other senses. You know, it's something he read about in a book. So he's smelling his way through the program. How does the program smell so far, Harry?
It stinks.
Hey, this is funny stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Something does smell funny around here.
Can you do me a favor and bring me that CD over there?
Where?
I'm pointing to it.
All right, right. Keep your arm out. I'll feel it. Okay, I feel the direction of your arm. I'm on it, boss. I'll just smell my way over to the record. Okay, and... Ow! Ow! Ow!
You want me to get it?
I don't need your help. I'm fine. I'll just sniff around for a platter of plastic. Ow! Ow! Ow!
You okay?
Fine, Steve, fine. A CD, huh? Am I warm?
Well, you've always been affectionate to me.
Wait, I'm feeling something. I'm feeling something. Ow! I felt something.
Your shin?
Okay, I got it. Yep. Okay. Yeah, this smells like a CD, all right. Is this it?
That's a box of cold cereal.
Oh, I thought it was a double set and the CD had shattered. All right, wait. All right, how about this?
Well, that's a computer pad you're touching.
I did think it was I felt a bit floppy for a CD. This?
That's a banana.
Are you sure this isn't a CD?
How can you mistake a CD with a banana?
They smell the same.
You know, you're a piece of work.
How about this?
That's a phone book.
Can you put a phone book in the CD player? Because, frankly, I'm getting a little frustrated here.
Oh, look, the CD was over here after all. Never mind, huh?
Never mind? Never mind? After all the work I just did? Look, buddy, you're going to play this phone book and like it.
I'm not going to put a phone book in the CD player.
That's what you think. I'm taking off this blindfold and... Ow, my eyes! The light is killing me!
Listen, we're going to listen to Ed Lipton now.
Turn off the light! Turn off the light!
It's 5 o'clock in the zoo. It's 5 o'clock in the zoo. What do the animals do when it's 5 o'clock in the zoo? They do what other folks do when they've worked hard all through the day. Their cages unlock when it's just 5 o'clock, and they each go home their own way. The snail, he decided to walk, for he lived just on the next block. By the time he got home, the hours had flown, and he had to return to the park. The lion, he roared away on his motorcycle each day. He stopped for a bite at a diner one night and frightened the customers away. The rhinoceros boarded the plane, which really seemed quite insane. They shoved him through the door, then he fell through the floor, saying, "Next time I'm going by train." The penguin, he was very nice, but he never would take good advice. He started to run, 'cause he wanted some fun, and he slipped and he fell on the ice. The whale jumped into a canoe, which wasn't the right thing to do. The boat, it went down, and he never found his wallet, his tie, or right shoe. The baboon, he swung through the trees. All of the neighbors said, "Please, act more refined, if you don't mind, and stop shaking down all of the leaves." The snake drove an automobile when he went to visit the seal. He stepped on the gas and sped up so fast, he had trouble controlling the wheel. The platypus couldn't make up his mind. The reason is not hard to find. Part mammal, part bird, he was so absurd that everyone left him behind. The camel, he wanted to hike, but he was late, so he climbed on his bike. He hit a big bump and fell on his hump, saying, "Next time I'll do what I like." The elephant boarded the bus. Everyone made such a fuss. It seemed only fair that he had to share his seat with a hippopotamus. The parrot rode home on the horse. She was too heavy, of course. The horse stopped to rest, which really was best, 'cause both of them knew they were lost. It's 5 o'clock in the zoo. It's 5 o'clock in the zoo. What do the animals do when it's 5 o'clock in the zoo?
Ed Lipton. I want to thank Laura for lending me that record. And this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Okay, Harry, you got used to the light again?
Yeah, Steve. Wow!
Yeah, okay. So you finished with the blindfold?
Yeah, I'll put the blindfold on later to enhance my smell.
Good. You can't now because we're about to do a strange fact segment.
You got it, Steve.
Strange and unusual facts. Odd facts. Boyd's Book of Odd Facts. Okay, for instance, where'd we get the expression kick the bucket? You know, when somebody dies, they kick the bucket. That's from ancient hangings. History texts say some early Americans sentenced to be hanged were made to stand atop buckets as the nooses around their necks were drawn taut. Thus, to kick the bucket meant to die. You kick the bucket out from under you. Hmm. So there we go.
Sodium is poisonous. So is chlorine. Either would knock you flat if you gobbled up a sufficient supply of one without the other. They don't kill all that many people, though, when combined as common table salt, do they?
Hmm. So sodium is poisonous, chlorine is poisonous, but when you put them together, you have salt, which is very important, a necessity for living. Okay, when Christopher Columbus made his landing, he wrote a short report about it to the King and Queen of Spain, put it in a sealed cedar box, and set it afloat. Exactly 359 years later, the message was found on the shore of Morocco and handed over to officers of the American brig Shefton almost 130 years ago. A little late in reporting that. I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. That's pretty hard to believe. Christopher Columbus. Something in a box and it was found 359 years later. Sounds like a ploy to me, but it's in here, so I'm reporting it to you. Okay. Boyd's Book of Odd Facts. It's a signet book. Oh, sorry. Hit the microphone.
Don't do that!
Sorry.
I'm supposed to do that on radio. You're not supposed to hit the mic. Don't do that! That hurts!
What do you mean that hurts? That hurts the listeners' ears. Does it now?
Yes.
Okay.
See, maybe if I put my blindfold on, I'll enhance my ears, my listening.
Ooh, that could be the subject of our next show, next routine.
No, pass on that one.
Okay, but we're not finished with strange facts. We have some more. For instance, a lightning bug is not a bug. It's a beetle.
A firefly is not a fly. It's a lightning bug, which, of course, is not a bug. It's a beetle.
Hay fever has nothing to do with hay or fever.
And Great Danes come from Germany, not Denmark.
Okay. That ends our strange fact segment today. Let's try an experiment. I have not heard this CD. It's Gary Rosen's. This one's called Cookin', and it's the second cut. We'll see. Maybe it's good. I think it will be. It sounds funny. From the title, Eat Your Food, Don't Wear It.
Eat your food, don't wear it. Pass your plate, we'll share it. I swear it makes you grow up strong. Try your very best not to make a mess. Eat your food, don't wear it, chew it up so long. Spaghetti makes silly wig. A carrot makes your nose too big. Slurp your milk, you wear a white mustache. Raisins make dark, beady eyes. Pasta comes in neat bow ties. With potatoes, you do the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. Eat your food, don't wear it. Pass your plate and share it. Eat your food, I swear it makes you grow up strong. Try your very best not to make a mess. Eat your food, don't wear it. Chew it up so long. Makes a belly button. Peanut butter's good for nothing. Whipped cream makes you look like Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho. Tomato sauce dribble, a bit will do. Apple juice makes sticky shampoo. Why do you make a mess?
Just because.
Because.
Oh.
Eat your food, don't wear it. Pass your plate and share it. Eat your food, I swear it makes you grow up strong. Try your very best. To make a mess. Eat your food, don't wear it, chew it up so long. this make the strangest ears. Grape juice smile lasts for years. Slice an onion makes you want to cry. Wah! Blueberries leave a purple tattoo. And when chicken barbecue hits your eye, like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Hey, eat your food, don't wear it. Pass your plate and share it. Eat your food, I swear it makes you grow up strong. Try your very best, best not to make a mess, mess. Eat your food, don't wear it, chew it, oh, so long. Eat your food, don't wear it, chew it, oh, so long. Eat your food, don't wear it.
Students, please excuse the interruption. We have several bus changes for you this afternoon. Bus number 422 will change with bus number 38. Bus number 979 will change with bus number 811. Children who live on the upper north side of Lower East Avenue will ride bus number 696 to Greater Small Street. Those who live on the lower south side of Upper Western Boulevard will ride bus number 713 to Short Street Extension, except for those whose birthday is an even number and whose last name ends in the letter R, T, or W. Please be sure to bring along change to call home once you get lost. Thank you.
Knockout is produced at the Knockout Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by Steve Chorty. SteveChorty.com has lots of videos of Steve and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXE.org, click on Archives, and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs.